You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the visual art. So joining us for the conversation is Executive Director of Culture Source, Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
And we have a guest this week who is the founder of Tree Town Murals in Ann Arbor, Mary Thiefels. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa.
How would you describe what is Tree Town Murals?
So Tree Town Murals is a diverse community mural arts organization. We represent a lot of different individuals and communities throughout Washtenaw County and southeastern Michigan doing projects and community-based projects.
And we'll get into exactly where we can see your murals, but I know one place for sure is this coming weekend as they open the Museum of Natural History in Ann Arbor. You did a mural downstairs there in the community room.
That's right. My husband, Daniel Matanich, and I are a creative team, and we were hired by the Museum of Natural History to depict the Huron River watershed. And so in about a two-month process, we were able to kind of paint this very realistic scene, including a lot of natural wildlife and animals.
And of all the things to see in the museum, I highly recommend you check out the mural.
Yeah, where'd you get your inspiration for what's in the mural?
Spending a lot of time on the river, just doing research and working with the Huron River Watershed Council to kind of bring something that was local to our natural landscape. Something that we could kind of learn, think about conservancy, and also awareness to our natural habitats that exist here. We're all kind of brought into the theme.
How are they created? Do you design it and then the community participates? How does that work?
We spent months kind of coming up with the concept. And then one of the really big draws was to be able to bring people into the actual participation of making it. So we set up a design, kind of a preliminary design that looks like underpainting. And we put on the wall in all these different colors necessary for us to kind of bring the detail later, just set it up so that we could have members come in and contribute a square or a shape to the mural itself. So we had over 350 natural history members participate in the mural.
That's so great as part of this opening, you know, that people are going to get to, you know, see their contributions to the museum in so many ways.
Yeah, that's a pretty natural kind of side product of it, is that everybody that participates in it gets to say that they painted the mural.
But as the creator, I think you would have to like let go of the results if everybody is participating in putting it together.
Well, there's a caveat that we come in and kind of sharpen the whole image up towards the end. We allow for that community participation to be the solid foundation of what makes it a great painting.
What else around town from Tree Town Murals have we seen?
Currently, we're working with the elementary school at Wines. We've got five murals that are being put into the school. So all of the 500 students and staff will get to participate in that project. One of our arms is definitely schools and centers within the community. We will be kind of widening our audience, working with the Google community on a campus project for them this summer outside.
In Ann Arbor?
In Ann Arbor.
Wow.
And then the Glacier Hills community will be another audience that we'll get to collaborate and participate with this summer.
What about Destination Ann Arbor?
Well, we have a very exciting partnership and a mural that we'll be bringing to downtown Ann Arbor in partnership with Destination Ann Arbor and the launch of their new brand, which is Challenge Everything, Create Anything.
And Mary Thiefels, you're also involved with Brush Monkeys. Tell us about the Brush Monkeys.
This 2019 season, we rebranded Brush Monkeys from the Novemberistas. We're offering year-round seasonal window painting services. Our big time is in the holidays, November, December, but we've had such a positive reaction from storefront owners and business owners that we've launched year-round services. We've been painting birds and tulips all over Washtenaw County for the last few weeks.
And we know that Mary Thiefels is a true artist because you have paint all over your hands.
I do.
Does it ever come
great
off?
Great
eventually. I like to say I wear my art on my sleeve.
I love it. Love it. Well, make sure if you go to the opening or anytime soon to the new Natural History Museum in Ann Arbor to go downstairs, check out the mural created by Tree Town Murals and founder Mary Thiefel. Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Art and Soul. And Omari, always lots of visual arts activities and events taking place in our area. What's happening at the University of Michigan Museum of Art?
There are a couple things, Lisa. One of them is a program that they have called Meet Me at UMA. It's a gallery walk, a gallery tour led by a docent for people with mild memory loss and their caregivers. You know, and it's part of a bigger initiative across the country to really link arts and healthcare, arts and health. It's happening in hospitals. It's happening even with the military, where you're seeing the National Endowment for the Arts, Americans for the Arts, saying there is a really important link between these two. And let's see what we can do to really help people lead their best lives while creating, while enjoying art. And so it's really great to see this program happening at UMA, April 28th, 3 to 4 p.m. Meet me at UMA.
What's happening at the Ann Arbor Arts Center?
Ann Arbor Arts Center has a rotating set of exhibitions. The one that they just opened that's going to be up through May 4 is called Embodied, and it's about tattoos. It's about the work of tattoo artists as well as tattoos on people's bodies. And so you get to, you know, just walk around and see that work and see both abstract and figurative art. During the exhibition opening, they had someone actually there doing tattoos.
Oh, boy, what'd you get?
That was cool to see. And it was also just part of a really fantastic weekend in downtown Ann Arbor of so much visual arts, just like bursting out of buildings.
It's happening a lot. Festivals last weekend, there was a big, big crowd for that.
Yeah. This time of year also is a time when people are wrapping up school projects, whether you're at a college, university, or a K-12. Folks love to show off what they've done. You do a lot by just showing up for aspiring, developing artists. One example of that certainly is at Washtenaw Community College on May 2nd from about 4 to 10 p.m. They will have their Digital Media Arts Final Portfolio Review Gala, which means that folks that have been working on digital media arts, graphic design, animation, and such, will be able to show their portfolio of work to prospective employers,
nice.
You know? And so it's a really great job fair, a really great training opportunity for them in pitching their work. And I'm sure that people will be blown away by what's coming out of WCC, you know, the super solid, both professional training programs and just programs for people that want to, you know, just explore art on their own leisurely.
And we've been talking about mural art, something happening along those lines at the end of this month.
Well, certainly if people feel like they can make the trek out to Detroit, you know, just drive down 94. Culture Source, where I work, is hosting an event with Jane Golden, who is the founder and executive director of Mural Arts Philadelphia. This is like a storied program of Philadelphia, where it started as a part of a graffiti removal program and has blossomed into a program that is doing some of the most inspiring work connecting communities and art making and developing murals that have made Philadelphia world renowned. She's going to be here on April 30, 9:30 to 11:30. And by here, she's going to be at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. It's an event that's free and open to the public. Mary, I know, was very inspired by Jane. So
true story.
Well, we're inspired by both of you. That's Mary Thiefel's Tree Town Murals founder and Omari Rush, executive director of Culture Source and chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us for this episode of Art and Soul.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.